At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Joining us in a little bit. Later on, has Brad Pitt finally moved on from Angelina Jolie?
He should have.
We'll show you who the lucky lady is. Plus, Andrew Freund is hanging out with the ladies from the hit show Mom. But first, y'all know we got to get into the tea, y'all. Y'all know.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
Yeah.
We got to talk about Tristan Thompson. Now, Tristan Thompson and the Cavs took on the Knicks last night in Cleveland. So anyway, y'all, he got booed. There were apparently a lot of Team Kardashian fans in the audience. Mm-hmm. There were even fans holding up big signs that say, "We love you, Khloe."
Yeah.
So she got a lot of support, and he got his butt kicked.
But you know what? That's ridiculous. Why would they boo this damn man, number one, and howling about, "Oh, we love you, Khloe." Khloe ain't even dealing with white people that much. So how in the hell, I'm looking at this, she gonna sit there and say they love her. They don't love her, child. They just did that to him.
It's just women siding with women. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care what these athletes do. It's always going to bleed over into their profession.
Right.
It happens all the time.
But my thing is didn't he know that there's a rumor that this is a curse? So, I mean, you would think that they would know by now.
The Kardashian curse.
Yeah, you're not going to avoid it. I mean, come on. It is what it is. Even though he bought this curse on his own self. But,
I was about to say, I don't know if we can blame this on the Kardashian curse, because this fool was out there 6'9", however the hell tall he is.
Yeah.
Out there with women in the club. Like, we don't know who you are.
Every place has cameras.
And listen, y'all know most clubs, when they got celebrities or ball players in there, they announce them.
They
got Tristan Thompson in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He over there kissing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He wanted to get caught. Clearly.
You think so?
Oh, clearly, I guess, because... I mean, I'm looking around, and I'm 5'2", okay? Mm-hmm. But when I'm out, I'm looking around just in case I'm doing something I ain't got no business doing. Mm-hmm. So they need to be more on high alert.
Well, congrats are definitely in order, because Khloe just gave birth to her first baby girl.
Oh, congrats.
Beautiful.
Now we're told Chris, Courtney, and Kim were all by her side. No word on a name yet.
Mm-hmm.
But what do y'all think? Now that the baby is actually here, should they go ahead and work it out?
I would say hell no.
I have mixed feelings, because, I mean, there's enough little bastards in the world as it is. So that child needs his parents, both parents. So when you know.
Well, him not being married is just a fact. Him being a cheater is a whole nother situation.
Well, if Tristan don't work it out, Us Weekly is reporting that Lamar Odom is very concerned to read the reports that Tristan has cheated on Khloe.
Oh, my God.
And that while he knows he wasn't the best person he could be while they were together, he would absolutely get back together with her if she'd have him.
Of course he would.
Don't do it. No, ma'am.
Well, you see that? That's another stupid damn Negro, honey. Look what she did. She didn't even get pregnant for him. She got pregnant for another man. She lied and said she wasn't taking birth control pills, and she was.
Now, this is
so
true.
So, now, honey, so how in the hell you done? Oh.
Yeah, when he hit her with the "What's up, big head?" She need to hit him back with a five crack hit.
Right.
Take your ass to the ranch.
But, I'm going back
home. Okay. All right, well, before we move on, we got to say what's up to our favorite white folks on the West Coast. Hey, how are you, Frank?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Tori and Portia, do you want to play Oreo later?
Oh, God.
Just so you know, he's not double stuffed.
Anyway, Heidi, what you got over there, girl?
All right.
Well, you know, I want to talk about Brad Pitt. You know, it's been a year and a half since Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie got divorced, and Brad Pitt, happier than ever. Apparently. Oh,
they all are.
Oh, wow.
Divorce does that to a guy.
But I think they're saying that he's happier than ever, much happier than he has been, because he is rumored to be dating again, and a bit of a smarty. She is a professor at MIT. Her name is Neri Oxman, and apparently they met, they hit it off, chemistry was just out of control, and we have sources that are saying that Brad Pitt has even been seen going in and out of her...
What? Hurry up.
Apartment in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Oh. But that's what she calls her vagina, an apartment in Massachusetts.
So, and some people are saying, sources are saying that she's even given him a key to the apartment. That's some next level stuff. Like,
of course,
come and go as you please.
Yes.
It's all good. There's nobody else here. And that the chemistry between them was so strong in the beginning that she left her very wealthy boyfriend to start dating Brad.
Well, it's Brad Pitt. Come on.
He's wealthy too.
He is wealthy, but he's also gorgeous. I'm sure he got the key on the first date.
Here's the thing. If you recall, Brad Pitt said he was going to do an entire year of celibacy.
Oh, that's right.
And so that's why he meets this girl from MIT, because he has to have conversations for a year. So he's like, I got to talk to this girl.
That's right.
And in about 7 months, I'm tearing it up.
Yes. Well, y'all, this is kind of crazy because Demi Lovato is being called out on her sobriety.
Whoa. Oh, Lord, just leave her alone already.
Demi Lovato just celebrated her 6th year of her sobriety when she recently posted this photo of her out with some friends, which is pretty innocent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But another girl named Haley posted another picture where you can see what Demi was actually holding, which looks like
a cocktail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So her best friends blurted it out for her, but then the other girl who doesn't know her that well did not and posted the unedited picture. Now, one fan commented, it just seems weird that her best friends post the pic that shaded it, and then Haley, who isn't that close to Demi, posted the other one where you can see what she's holding. So anyway, y'all, Demi responded. She said, I don't have to defend anything, but it's Red Bull.
You drink Red Bull out of a glass?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Gary, does everything have to be in a can for you?
Well, Alex Rodriguez is denying claims that he threatened to cut his child support payments. Reports surfaced that A-Rod is using his two daughters as collateral in a bitter family feud with his ex-wife Cynthia's brother.
I don't get this at all.
I don't either.
This girl is straight up a bitter ex.
Yes.
She's watching his public relationship with J-Lo.
Yes. That would be hard to do.
Mad. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, A-Rod says the reports are offensive and adds that he has always paid far more than maximum in child support and always will.
Men will do that. We'll tell the woman, you better go up against your damn brother and tell him to shut his damn mouth up or I'm going to cut this damn
child. No. Gary, why every time you talk like a man, you always sound so abusive? You're so aggressive as a man. Damn.
Moving along, apparently John Legend knows a lot more about Chrissy Teigen than Chrissy knows about John.
Oh, okay. That's not a shock.
Now, earlier this year, Chrissy went on Ellen DeGeneres show, and Ellen gave her a quiz. You don't know jack about John.
What's the name of the band John was a part of in the movie La La Land?
Oh. There's no choices? It was corny. I don't know.
You're halfway there with the... What album did John win his first Grammy for, and what year was it?
It's really no choices.
Wait, the first ever Grammy? First Grammy.
Was it Not Ordinary People?
Uh-uh.
Oh, crap.
She had one right?
Wait, can that be real?
Not one. Come on.
What men, listen, most men don't know, even know the date we got together or when we, our anniversary. So you know what, Chrissy? Kudos to you. Whatever. You know you're not a
Tori, how you speak too soon. No, the tables have been turned because yesterday, John Legend went on Ellen and she gave him a quiz about Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy's middle name.
Diane.
That's right. Chrissy's crying face became viral sensation with which award show?
That was the Golden Globes.
That's right. What was Chrissy's least favorite song of yours?
She doesn't like Green Light.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
In an interview, Chrissy said her favorite word is...
She likes...
That's right.
Yeah.
Take it back, Tori.
Man.
You know what? I just fell in in love with John Legend.
Okay. Me too.
He is just so sweet.
He is.
Now, why does she marry him?
All of me fell in love with John Legend.
What's, that's ridiculous. Yes. This man is so smitten with this damn woman.
It's beautiful.
She don't know nothing about him. She don't even know she's pregnant for him, damn it. That is ridiculous.
I tell you one thing she knows. She knows what he likes in the bedroom.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Coming up next, did Lucius go too far on last night's Empire? You won't believe who he went after now.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, last night was a dramatic episode of Empire, y'all. Cookie suffered a mild heart attack, and while the family all rallied and came together, Lucius came for Jesus.
But I'm gonna tell you something. If you take Cookie from me, if you take her from my boys, I'm gonna rain down hell on your world like you have never seen. Amen.
Oh my God.
Right then, I thought Jesus was about to wake up and say something to Lucius right then.
Man, listen.
Cast him down to hell for real.
Okay.
That was the rapture right there, Portia, and that Lucius would not have been caught up in it.
What you think Jesus would have done?
Oh, babe, what would Jesus have done, babe? Oh, he would have spanked him.
Spanked him?
Yeah.
Why is he sounding kinky?
Right. Okay.
He just seen a man with just a cloth and then got excited.
We done had. We done had.
It's Jesus.
All right, you guys know Ari Melber, right?
Yes.
Well, he's the host and legal analyst for The Beat with Ari Melber on MSNBC. And if you watch the show, you know Ari loves rap and often drops knowledge in the form of rap lyrics while he's interviewing his guests. Like the other day, he quoted Biggie while discussing the FBI raid on Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen.
There's an old saying, kick in the door waving the 4-4. You don't want to be on the other side of that door. It's only happened twice in this entire probe.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love him for that.
Oh, my God.
Kicking the door, waving the fourth floor. All you heard was, Papa, don't hit me no more. Then in another episode this week, while Ari was talking about the FBI raid on Michael Cohen, he quoted 50 Cent, and guess who happened to be watching?
And no greater legal authority than Curtis Jackson has said, when the feds come in the game, loyalty is limited. And the question is, does Michael Cohen's loyalty change as he feels federal prosecutorial pressure?
Well, he's going to snap. He's going to tell all of it. They're going to say, we didn't even ask you that, Michael. Why you tell us that? He said, I just thought you wanted to know.
Ari, he liked Trump. Michael liked Trump, but he don't like him enough to go through that time for him. He ain't from the neighborhood.
He does it so serious. Like, right? I don't think the other people even realize.
Right. They don't. Right. They have no idea. Because he's like from the great Curtis Jackson.
Yeah.
And they're like,
no
okay,
better legal knowledge.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, I love it.
Well, y'all, we got to look at Ari's Spotify playlist. And besides Nas and greats like Tupac, guess who else was on his playlist?
Who?
Our very own Brat. Yeah, What You Like is one of the songs that's on his playlist from you.
Shut up.
Yeah, so I think you should actually give him a shout out, and maybe he'll start quoting you on the show.
Oh,
so go ahead.
Lord. Okay. What's up, Ari? It's your girl, B to the R-A-T. And if you know the lyric, putting it down ain't a thing to me. And there ain't too many hoes that can hang with me. You something like that, but I got a whole lot in the arsenal for you, baby. I appreciate it. And, yeah, all that.
Hey. Oh, my God.
So you are really a star.
Gary.
Oh, no. Well,
my God.
I hate to have to refresh your memory every day.
Every day.
Shade.
All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me.
You are going to love this deal, y'all. This is the Pro Cabello Power Blower Hair Dryer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes.
With this Pro Cabello Power Hair Dryer's tourmaline technology and infrared heat, it gives you superior styling and healthier results. Now it comes in 2 speeds, 3 heat settings, plus a cool shot. And if you really want to get fancy with your do, it comes with an optional concentrator nozzle for targeted styling.
Ooh, now you know I love the colors of these dryers. Ooh, Tori, you got a nice pink one to match your hair color.
Yes.
Yes, and now, Portia, how much would one of these cost us?
Normally, the Pro Cabello Power Hair Dryer can cost up to $200.
Ooh.
But for our Dish Nation family, it's only
$39. Ooh. Oh, okay. Now, that's a deal.
Okay. Yes. Get y'all right together. So just go over to morningsave.com to get this deal today. And coming up, we talk to the stars of the mega hit show, Mom.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. Andrew Freund here on the blue carpet at Paley Fest here in Los Angeles, getting ready to talk to the cast of Mom. You guys tackle some serious issues, but it's a comedy. So talk to me about the juxtaposition of having the two on the show.
Well, great comedy comes from real life drama. And our writers are really incredible in that they know how to walk this fine line every week of making a comedy out of something that's heavy. They are really good at finding comedy in everyday real life drama.
I swear I've had all the sadness I can take for a lifetime. No, what happened?
What's the best and worst advice your own mother ever gave you?
Once she told me to that I shouldn't get whipped cream on my hot chocolate because it would like get on my face or something. I'm not like, you know, I'm a little bit of a messy person. The best advice she gave me was to be selfish in love. And she always wanted to be a strong woman, and I'm so grateful.
Allison Janney won an Oscar this year.
What?
This is what I've been told.
You won an Oscar?
What did you say? Who won?
I heard you won an Oscar.
We didn't. I wanted to keep that from her because she doesn't. We don't like to do anything apart, and she just. That's not good that you just told her that.
Oh,
does she, honey, it's okay.
Did she let you hold it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I did. And it's heavier than you think.
It is heavier than
and
you.
And I just love her. I'm so lucky that I get to work with you.
We are both. We're really lucky. We found each other because we have a lot of fun. We know how to have fun. We are very professional.
Oh,
we
yeah.
don't arrive on time. We arrive an hour before our call time because we want to be there. We're never late. We're
That's
always
weirdly true, yeah. but it's not because we're professional. It's because we didn't study our lines the night before.
That's professional.
No,
because we know we show up early. If we didn't the night before, we know to come early and be prepared before we, you know, we get it done. 5 years, we got it down to a science.
Who's the biggest gossip on set?
It's probably Gary from Wardrobe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, set deck.
Yeah. Actually, Gary is a big gossip.
We have a Gary on our show who's a big gossip, too.
Do. Gary, keep
no,
your
no,
lips
no.
closed.
It's so fun. No, come on.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, that's how stories are told.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. A mom in Texas accidentally sent her son to school in an X-rated T-shirt, and I'm
accidentally.
Loving it.
How was it an accidental X-rated shirt?
You look at the shirt; it just looks like a McDonald's T-shirt. It's got the golden arches,
oh.
and it says, "I'm loving it." Right. So her name is Shelley McCullough, and she sent her son
yeah,
Anthony.
She's the McCoolest mom ever.
You know, you get hand-me-downs, and maybe you're in a rush in the morning. You're like, "I don't get dressed. We gotta get to school. Here, throw this on. Let's go." Well. You take a little closer look, and it's not the famous Golden Arches, but actually, well, it's a lady.
We gave it away, the stiletto heels.
It's a lady showing her fillet of fish. Yeah.
You want extra pickle with that?
She had to go on to Facebook and apologize, saying, "My sincere apologies to the teachers and staff at Travis Elementary. I promise from now on to monitor what my kids are wearing."
She apologizes for making the principal grimace.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.